Good evening, praise the Lord, and good evening to each and every one of you. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are yet living. We are still here. We have not been consumed. The Lord's faithfulness toward us is everlasting. His compassions do not fail us. They are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of our God. We are so grateful, so honored to have this opportunity to join you again for another time of our prophetic prayer partnership. This is a partnership that has really become very sacred. I want to share with you that our Monday night calls have become extremely sacred, holy, set apart. These Monday night calls are just like being in a holy sanctuary. They are reverential. We are having an opportunity to hear a time of impartation and teaching, and we also have an opportunity to pray. And prayer has many different postures, but most of all, prayer must include a sacred consciousness. Can you say that with me? Sacred consciousness. There must be a sacred consciousness and a mindset toward the time and the area of prayer. In other words, this is a space for you and the Lord to meet. It is a mizpah. It is a place for you and God to come and into a solemn time of gathering. And when this happens, nothing can be allowed to enter into that space to contaminate and to disrupt that space. The power of prayer is undeniably incredible, and the results are just outstanding. When we pray and when we create this consistency in prayer, we will begin to see tremendous results like never before. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to share with you tonight, as I am each and every Monday night, that we have an opportunity to do our prophetic prayer partnership call. Tonight is going to be even the more special because we are continuing in something that I really feel a burden in my spirit to impart into you, my prayer partners, and that is the sacredness of words. We are continuing along the lines of our impartation in that regard. I even remarked on it yesterday while ministering in Virginia. I began to just make remark about the sacredness of words and the intentionality of words, and how we need to hold words. If they don't need to be released, we need to hold them. If they need to be released, we need to release them. But it is so important for us to get our mindset really in tune and locked in with the sacredness of words, not using our words casually. There should be no casual spewings of words. They are so sacred. They are so monumental. They are so powerful that there must be a clear consciousness placed toward your words. What you say is important to what you live. I want you to say that with me tonight. What I say is important to what I live. Come on, one more time. What I say is important to what I live. In other words, what you say is going to be demonstrated and illustrated in what you live. What do I mean by that? I have often taught this down through the years, and I want to bring this back to your remembrance for those of you that have been with me for a while. But for those of you who have not, this will be the first time you're hearing it. But I want to share this tonight, that our words will be tested. Can you say that with me? My words will be tested. Come on, say that with me one more time. My words will be tested. You are going to always find yourself in a position, if not initially, then eventually. You're going to find yourself in a position to where you're going to have to confront or be confronted by statements you have made. It's coming back around. Full circle. Your words are going to be tested. That's why it's very important that you are not so easily pushed or so easily moved into saying or making commitments and dedicating yourself or overly committing yourselves to certain tasks. You got to be very mindful of that because you are only as good as your word. What makes you honorable is your ability to follow through on what you say you're going to do. And even your ability to stick to your guns on what you say you would never do. That's one of the reasons why years ago they taught us never to say never, because you really just don't know where life's circumstances will have you from point A to B. And it will have the integrity of your words brought into jeopardy because this is perhaps something you said you would never do. Now it is something you're considering doing, if not already doing. It is very important that we weigh our words, weigh them. Put your words in the balance beam and weigh them because everything you say, life will bring to your door. And life is going to give you an opportunity to either keep your word or break your word. Life is going to bring it all full circle. How many of you have ever been confronted by things you've said? How many of you have ever had to look what you said dead in the face and say, "My God, here I am. I done ran my mouth. I done spoke too soon. I done put that out there. Oh God, here I am." Because everything we say is going to be tested. That's why I often tell people, no, I cannot commit to that right now. I can't answer that right now. I can't give you a guarantee right now. I need some time to think about it. Oh, well, we're under a deadline. Well, maybe you should consider someone else because I don't want to put my word in a particular space where my consciousness is not sure. If I'm not feeling as solid, or if I'm not feeling as confident that I will be able to meet certain obligations, or I will be able to do certain and meet certain requests, I have to be mindful of what I say, what I commit to, what I allow to be said of me, because I am only as good as my word. What I say out of my mouth is important to what I live. Every person in here is going to, in this room, in this conference call, in this Zoom platform, you're going to find yourself one time or another. In fact, more times than a few, you're going to find yourself smack dab facing the things you said. That's why I tell people, don't be quick to judge. Don't be quick to, look down on others. Don't be quick to predetermine others. Don't be quick to bring others to a particular level of conclusion. Be careful how you wag your finger. Be careful what you say you would never be found doing. Be careful how you handle other people in the midst of their indiscretions and in the midst of their down settings and in the midst of their downfalls, because you don't know what's going to happen with you. And what you say is going to be tested. It is going to be put to the test. That's why it's very important that we are not careless, reckless, that we are not moving without a level of consciousness, consideration, courtesy, and care with our mouths. You know what the truth of the matter is? And I hope this is not too, I guess, offensive tonight, but I guess since we're talking along these lines, we might as well go ahead and say it. You know what I think the issue is in much of our cases? I just think folk talk too much. I really do. I think we talk too much. We say too much. We say without thinking. We don't think before we speak. We just running the mouths, just saying, just talking, just joining in conversations, just letting our head down, just letting it all hang out. Everybody just join in, and we just having a grand old time and just talking and running the mouth and not realizing that when you are talking casually, when you're talking carelessly, when you're talking without consideration, you better know that people are listening, that God is listening, and that you're going to be faced with an opportunity to make good on your word, or you're going to be found caught with egg on your face. Because either you're going to be able to pass the test or you will fail it miserably. Your words will be tested. Your words will be tested. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard people say, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm committed. I'm going to be right here. I'm going to be." Do you not know circumstances almost immediately brought those words back to the forefront of those persons? And do you know, in most cases, the majority of cases, they have failed to remain in place. And then we make the excuse, "Well, that was just during a specific time in my life." No, that wasn't just for a specific time of your life. You could not handle the burden of confrontation. What do you do when what you say confronts you? Are you going to be beaten? Are you going to be humiliated and embarrassed by your own words? That's why you have to be careful what you say. Because the words that you speak can't be unspoken. Anything that you say can't be unsaid. And so, whatever comes out of your mouth, you better make sure you can cash the check of your words. Oh my God. They used to tell us, amen, years ago. Now I'm going to find the easier way to say this because it was pretty vulgar, but they told us, "Don't let your mouth write a check that your hind part can't cash." Are you listening to me? It is important for us to understand that there is a confrontation that visits us based upon our declaration, based upon our proclamation. Don't let your mouth get you in trouble. Don't let your words get you into a situation of depletion. Don't let what you say put you on front street as an individual who cannot keep their words, who cannot hold the weight of their words. Be careful of what you let come out of your mouth. I want you to declare that with me tonight. Everybody that's on the conference line, everybody that's on the Zoom platform, declare that with me tonight. I'm watching my words. I'm watching my words. Come on, say it. I'm watching my words. I'm not watching them when they leave my mouth. I'm watching them before they exit my mouth. Because before they leave your mouth, they have to travel from your mind to your mouth. And so I've got to monitor my words in my mind before they even get to the canal of my mouth. I can't even let them come up out of my throat. I've got to make sure that I'm monitoring them with my mind. I'm going to be careful of what I'm thinking so that I don't have to be so overly cautious of what I'm saying. Critical thinkers. And that's what I believe I have on this line tonight. I believe that there are people on this line tonight who are critical thinkers. You, sisters and brothers, are critical thinkers. You're thinking critically concerning your next season. You're thinking critically concerning your connections, critically concerning your decisions, critically concerning your choices. Critical thinking. Critical thinking. I'm so excited tonight because I know that what we say is what we will see, but what we think is what we will end up saying. Watch this. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You want to know what a person's heart is like? Listen to their words. I just dropped something on you right there. If you want to know what a person's heart is like, how a person thinks, listen to their words. And most times, people are not even able to retract their words. They can't even trace them because they're just running their mouths. That's how their heart is. That's how their mind is. It's unstable. It's double-minded, incapable of retention, incapable of consideration and care, incapable of genuineness and sincerity. It's incapable of authenticity. And because it's filled with synthetic matter and synthetic substance, because it just can't be real, it has to be fake and phony and insincere and disingenuous. Because it is that, anything is liable to be said. Anything is liable to be said nonchalantly, without a care, without a conscience. Nothing weighing heavily on the conscience. Is there anybody here that knows what I'm talking about? Whether you're on Zoom, whether you're in the conference line, have you ever said the wrong thing and you didn't need nobody to tell you it was wrong? You said it and automatically your heart was convicted. Your heart was pricked. You couldn't eat. You couldn't sleep. That guilt consumed you because you knew that shouldn't have never came out of your mouth. That should have never been said. And then you also feel the guilt of the damage that your words have caused. That's when you have a heart. That's when you have a heart to recant statements, to retract them, to be able to own it and go back and say, you know what? I said that, but I repent. I said that, but I apologize. I said that, but that's not me. That's not what I meant. I can own it. I can be accountable to it. I don't want to make excuse for it. I want to apologize for it. I want to kill and end the impact of the damage that my words have done. Your words are going to be tested, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to be tested. Don't be so loose with your words. Don't be so casual with your words. I'm telling you, anything you say out of your mouth is coming back to confront you in your face. Anything you say out of your mouth is coming back to confront you in your face. And that's why, even with prayer cannot, that's why the scripture says we know not what to pray for as we ought. We don't know what to say. We just saying all kinds of things, things that we think we want, things that we think we need, things that are perhaps even expiring. We're trying to keep them things alive, and we're trying to keep things alive that God wants expired, and we're trying to expire things that God wants alive, and we just don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, listen at this, the Spirit. And we're getting ready to pray, but I need to hit you with this. The Spirit becomes the filter. You know how when you take those selfies and perhaps it's a bad skin week or it's a bad lighting or whatever the case may be, and the device gives you options to filter the photo. And what it does is it hides the imperfections of the photo. So nobody knows, nobody can see what growth may be on the face, or nobody can see the bags under the eyes, or nobody can see the discoloration of the skin because you filtered it. That's what the Holy Ghost is to our words. The Holy Ghost makes intercession on our behalf with groanings that cannot be uttered. He says, I'm coming this because I know how to filter what you're saying. You don't know what you're saying. You're not conscious enough to understand the weight of the moment, not even in intercession. So you got to let my spirit come in. You got to let my Holy Ghost abide within you and filter your carnal request, to filter your flesh, the reluctance of your flesh, the stubbornness of your flesh. My Holy Ghost filters, praise the name of the Lord, those words. Even when we're in conversation, even when we become angry, even when we become disgruntled, even when we want to lash out, even when we want revenge, the Holy Ghost filters our words. This is what I feel like saying, but this is what I ended up saying. I said something different from what I felt because the Holy Ghost arrested my tongue. He filtered my words. Anybody ever experienced that? Well, you just knew you was getting ready to lose it. You just knew you was getting ready to blow your cool. You just knew you was getting ready to set it off. And before you knew it, you came a totally different way. Shocked even you. You were even shocked at yourself. You came a totally different way. Why did that happen, Bishop Nixon? Because the Spirit of God within me filtered my words, filtered my thoughts, filtered my reactiveness, filtered my response, and the Holy Ghost of God took control of what came out of my mouth. And before I knew it, I wasn't even responding in anger. I wasn't even responding in vengefulness. I wasn't even responding in bitterness. I was responding with grace. I was responding with mercy. I was responding with understanding. I was responding with wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom in our day. Give the young wisdom. Give the seasoned wisdom. Give us all your wisdom. Well, I'm excited to pray. I'm excited to pray for you tonight and to pray with you tonight. I believe God for you. And I am believing that this season of your life is going to be a responsible season, a season filled with consciousness, a season that is filled with consideration and courtesy, a season that when you communicate, you're communicating with an intentionality, even in prayer, even in praise, even in worship, even in the exchange of business. Wherever you are in this world, you will be more cognizant of your words because what you say greatly affects what you live. It affects the world around you. And what you say will be tested. It will confront you to your face. I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I thank God for those who have submitted their prayer requests. Let me just acknowledge some praise reports that I have received. Thank God. Brother Justin Mack says, praise the Lord. Bishop Nixon, I was in a car accident with my boss a couple of weeks ago, and it was a head-on collision with another car, but came out unscathed. Amen. But in pain, but I'm still here, and I'm thankful for it. And though I still have flashbacks from the car accident, and we're believing God for you, Justin, and thanking God that you are alive and praising God that that is the focus. We also have received a praise report coming from our Father Ramsey Everett, who is a part of our ministry, who was hospitalized this week, and thank God he is now home. So we praise the Lord for you, Father Ram, and thank God that you are now home and recovering. We believe God for complete recovery in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank God for all prayer requests that we have received. Daniel Lawrence, Martin Merced, Sharima Abdullah, Michelle Tarua, Diane Harge, Sandra Thompson, Naisha Cooper, Rosalinda Archbold, Patrice Taylor, Shamari Oliphant, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, amen. Vernon Thompson, Patricia Prelo, Celeste Johnson, Michelle Smith, Mary Silvers, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Verna Simmons, Chanel Kelly, Carolyn Comrie, Derek Dominic, Albert Kaiser, Diamond Smichael, D. Scott, Benita Thompson, Denise Bryant Brooks, Lorraine Williams, Martin Merced, Justin Mack, Meriden Tajmaledi Freeman, Shanika Muniz, Patsy Rizzo, Redonya Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Shelley and Shalisa Watson. I think it is very important for me to continuously call your names out because you need to know that this is a partnership. We are praying with you. We are praying for you. I believe God tonight. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for this time of impartation and intercession. Thank you that you have brought us to a particular place where we are now to be considerate and mindful of the things that we say out of our mouths. Father, thank you that you are now calling us into a level of responsibility and accountability because you are elevating us in so many different ways. I thank you for what is transpiring. I thank you for what you are calling us to. I thank you for what you are calling us even to do. I thank you for the levels that we are now getting ready to climb into and execute with all proficiency and sufficiency. I thank you that you are calling us and causing us to see another level of ourselves, that you are now calling us to a new dimension, and that we have all that it takes within us to become who and what you have called us to be. We rebuke the hand of the enemy on every side and how the enemy would come to hurt and to harm, how the enemy would even come, my God, to shift and to disrupt. We pray now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you give every person that's under the sound of my voice the strength that they need, the strength that is required for life and life's variables. Thank you that as we go down the corridors of time, you, oh God, are bringing us full circle to even things that we have said out of our mouths. Thank you that we are now taking accountability and we are being responsible for the damaging things that we have said out of our mouths. But also, we are now, amen, able to walk in the audacity and the boldness of the Holy Ghost to be able to conquer the levels of the things that we have spoken constructively out of our mouths. Father, I thank you that you are giving us, my God, a tenacity to walk, that although we are going forward, although we are going onward, although we are traveling forth, Father, I thank you that even when the enemy would come in to remind us of the past or to remind us of failures and have us believing and thinking that there would be a recurrence of these failures, Father, you are giving us the strength to stand in boldness against fear, against anxiety, against doubt. We thank you, Lord, that you are eliminating all doubt out of our spirit. We thank you that our spirit man is now being fortified, strengthened, built up. Father, I thank you for the fervency of the Holy Ghost. I thank you that the Holy Ghost now becomes the filter that we need, that even when our flesh wants to rise, hitting various boiling points, hitting various times of trigger and being triggered in different areas of our lives, the Holy Ghost now filters, disarms all triggers. And I pray now, God, that we start moving in such a wisdom, a wisdom, a wisdom that is unmatched and unrivaled. I thank you, Father, that even all that was added to the life of Solomon as a result of the wisdom you gave him, show your people signs, signs that if they would just walk in wisdom, no good thing would you withhold from them. Show them how advanced they can be. Show them how prosperous they could be, walking in the power of wisdom. Show them how energized and how restored. Show them how they can recuperate. Show them how they can be reconciled if they would just walk in wisdom. We rebuke all signs of stubbornness. We speak against stubbornness tonight, anything that would come to cause us to rebel, my God, against principle and precept, we come against it now and we declare and decree that no one would have to come and rebuke us for anything. We'll be able to catch ourselves and we'll be able to straighten out ourselves because we're moving in such a precision, and that precision comes with the wisdom from above. Father, not the knowledge only that we have gained from books and study, but Father, the wisdom that comes from above. You said in your word that if any man lack wisdom, that he could ask it from you, for you give it liberally and you withhold it not. And I thank you for not withholding. I thank you for giving to us bountifully. I thank you that we're into the overflow because you give, you give, you give. And I thank you for what you have given. I thank you that every time it looked like we were going to suffer, struggle, every time it looked like we were going to suffocate and drown, you have given, given, and given. You have exhausted your giving, and we have been benefactors of your giving. Thank you. Thank you for how you have blessed. Thank you for how you have covered. Thank you for how you have strengthened. Thank you for how you have upheld us. Thank you for how you have shifted our perspectives and shifted our lens and even shifted our vantage points. You are showing us new ways. You are showing us revelation. You are revealing to us what we need to do, which way we need to go. We thank you that we're not going out of this life defeated. We are going out of this life victorious. Our testimonies will be heard and will be told long after we're gone. We thank you because we believe you. We don't just believe you in crisis. We believe you all the way to the end. We believe you all the way to there is no more breath in our body. Father, in the name of the Lord, teach me how to speak. Teach me what to say. Teach us all on this line, those that are on the Zoom, those that are on the conference line, teach us what to say. The 100 that are joined tonight, teach us what to say. Give us what to say when we don't know what to say, when we don't know how to say, when we don't have strength to say, when we can't articulate. My God, give us what to say. And we thank you now. We thank you now because as you lead us, we will follow. We are committed to following. And although things have presented themselves as secondary and thirdly options, options to go another way, we are yet holding on to your word. We refuse to let go of your word and your promises. Your promises are yea and amen. You're going to do just what you said you're going to do. There is no failure in you. You cannot lie. You will not fail us. I thank you for the healings, for the breakthroughs, for the deliverances. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for bringing families together, restoration, reconciliation, replenishment. I thank you that all that we need, it's found in your presence. Father, help us to hold on, even when our grip begins to become weary, and even when it seems like we want to let go and give up. Give us, oh God, more strength to hold on. Thank you for the ability to hold on. Thank you for the ability to continue. Thank you for the ability to persevere. Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. My God, and every attribute that comes with the fruit of the Spirit, the evidence of the Holy Ghost that filters our life continuously. Thank you for it tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hey, we give you great thanksgiving. You are our God, and beside you, there is no other. We honor your presence. We honor you with all that is within us. We say yes, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, and we say amen. Will you join me in praise tonight? Will you join me? Join me in lifting up the name of the Lord. Give God the glory tonight. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Oh, we're holding on to our breakthrough. We're holding on to our deliverance. We're holding on to our salvation. Thank God for full salvation. God still reigns upon the throne. Hear me tonight and hear me well. Even when you get a breakthrough, do you not know that those words that you spoke in praise and in worship and in breakthrough, do you know that those words will be tested also? Do you know that the warfare that shows up in your life after a move of God is there to cause humiliation and shame, to cause you to retract and to appear hypocritical? Do you not know that the enemy is so strategic, so cunning, so subtle, so slick, that he will literally use your points of breakthrough as a point of vulnerability in your life? That's why we can't stop praying. We can't stop praising. We can't stop worshiping. Let it always be in your mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, Psalm 34 and 1, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul, verse 2, shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and become glad. Verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I want you to continue to praise the Lord, continue to worship, even when you don't think you have reason to. Be conscious and cognizant of what you allow to come out of your mouth. Job's wife said, curse God so you can die. Job said, I refuse to curse God. And I don't care how bad it gets, don't you dare curse God. You continue to worship him. Don't you charge God foolishly, because anything you're going through, God has already equipped you to handle it. I want you to prepare yourself, because the best of your life is still in front of you. The Lord continue to bless you. Before I let you go, let me remind you that this week, that's right, this week is a special week for our ministry. And I want to give you a personal invitation. This week is a special week for our ministry. 22 years ago, 22 years ago, the Lord gave me the inner city. He gave me the concept for that vision. He told me these words. He said, bloom where you are planted. I want to give you a testimony. I was frustrated at that time with life, with ministry. I was frustrated and I was looking to relocate. And the Lord dealt with me severely and said to me, bloom where you are planted. Hence, we planted and established and founded the Inner City Church. For 22 years, we have been going and going strong. Thank God this coming Sunday, that's right, this coming Sunday, the 27th of October, we will celebrate and we will praise the Lord for 22 years of our church and ministry. I want all of you to check your emails and see if there is something nice that you would like to say about the Inner City Church. Submit that quick video, because we want to highlight you, especially members and partners who have benefited greatly from the Inner City Church. We want to highlight you this coming Sunday. We want to thank God for you, because it's not about Bishop Nixon. No, it is the vision that God gave Bishop Nixon, but ultimately, it is the people who came and joined themselves to the Inner City Church. I am so grateful to have had the opportunity to pastor some wonderful people down throughout the years. That's right, wonderful people, whether they are no longer with us or gone on or what have transitioned, whatever the case, it has been a wonderful journey. And this coming Sunday at 3 p.m., we will celebrate. I want you, if you are in or around the New York area, make plans to be in person. That's right. Come in and come in with your best gear on. We're getting ready to celebrate this Sunday like you would not believe. Yes, I'm so looking forward to it. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Have an amazing week. Keep us in your prayers. Keep God first and watch what you say out of your mouth. Until next time, good night and an amazing week to everyone. Blessings.